KBHSST. NAKPP, listening. YGV radio check this morning. Again, this is Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Golf Victor radio check. NAKPP. KFADYL. Monitoring. NAKPP. Kilo Echo 8 Mike Yankee November monitoring.
Test 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
KE8VSI Mobile.
Hey Greg, how you doing? Sorry, I got that ASUS router and I got it all up and running and just trying to get the kinks out of the few bugaboos. So it was a very good experience. 90% of the work that I would have had to have done with any other router was just automatically done. And now there's just a couple of stragglers, which are more on the device end than they are on the router end. So that's why I'm slow to return from troubleshooting those old bugaboos.
Roger that. Saw you got one finally, and I think that's a newer and better one than mine. And mine, I still love it. It checks all the boxes for me, and like you said, 90%, is just done. And then, us being what we do, there's a couple little things that need to be tweaked and whatnot, which in actuality, that's not that hard either, as long as you're aware of it. So, very good. Glad you got one.
Yeah, I wasn't sure it was going to work, but I made the SSID the same as my MikroTik, and I made the password the same. And let's see here. I have not connected a single thing. Let's see here. Hold on a second. I have not had to go to a single device and connect it, and I've got 23 devices all found their way back and connected right up. Without a hitch. So I got a few little odds and ends I got to do, like the DVR for the cameras is looking for a very specific set of IP addresses, and I'm not sure if I'm going to keep it. I'm using the IP schema that they suggest right out of the box, and I kind of had mine. I had my own 10-dot network, and I had certain things segmented off into certain areas, and I'm not sure if I'm going to go through all that or not. I mean, everything's up and running and working, and there's very little not here. Matter of fact, I'm having a hard time figuring out what's not here. So, anywho. I got a Weiss box that was on the LAN. It wasn't on Wi-Fi. It was on the LAN on the MikroTik. And I set it up on the MikroTik, and that one there, it looks like the port stat. It's just orange, and I can't when I log into the thing manually. I don't see the interface. So I'm thinking that it set to static, and since it didn't see the port what it's looking for, it didn't come up. But I am not familiar with Debian 12 how to get in there and manually change that or nuke it, and I don't know what I got to do. So that's one. That's my my duplex node that I'm usually out on the hub with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can see that happening, and yeah, that'll be on the device side, and that'll be your most troublesome one because you got to figure it out, but I'm sure you will.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I've moved on to something else. That'll be one of the last things. I just want to get one of my nodes up and online. And then I realized I got the phone. It pretty much came right up. Didn't have to do nothing. So I can do that for now. But I thought to myself, oh, I'm not looking forward to doing this. This thing is significantly larger than the MikroTik, so I had to really rearrange things, and then the rat nest the cords, and
this, that, and the other, but it was actually not bad. And the fact that it just came up and nice interface. You got that phone app with yours? Between that and the online interface, that alone is worth it for a duffer like me.
I've only used the web interface, which is great. I think I saw something about a phone app at one point, but I've never tried it. I guess I should. Or if I did, maybe I did way back in the beginning and just forgot about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much I'll use it, you know, but it is pretty slick, pretty polished, and they let you VPN in with it from anywhere, so, you know, if I had some sort of issues here and I get that inevitable call from the XYL and can log in and say, oh, okay. And then since I got this thing mostly because I wanted to do failover of some sort, I haven't quite figured out exactly what I'm going to do for that. But, you know, if there's something I have to do for the failover, I hope not. I hope I don't have to do anything for the failover. And this thing has all the horsepower not to have to. But anywho, we'll see. All right, I'm going to get back to it. I had today off because of all the power and electrical issues and generator issues and internet issues. I took today off, and I have tomorrow off anyhow because I got doctor's appointments in the morning and in the afternoon. I got a follow-up on my wrist in the afternoon, and I got a regular appointment in the morning, so I figured it'd be a good time to do this. I can get most of it up and running, got some time, and then I'll have the whole weekend to fine-tune it if I want. But I'm going to get back to it now. Travel safe.
All right, yep, get back to it. I understand. And just got a little ways to go here. So, KEHDSI and KF8S, are you out here?
Well, we got a few.
KPP. This is Kilo 8, Vector X-ray Mike, mobile antenna and radio test.
This is Kilo 8, Victor X-ray Mike, mobile monitoring.
This is Kilo 8, Victor X-ray Mike, mobile. No need to respond. Clear the frequency. N8KPP.